This is The Takeaway. I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. Now, we've been, you know, repeating this fact for quite a while in the midst of this economic transformation. There are no investment banks left in the United States. All had to recharter themselves as regular banks, or they just went out of business like Lehman Brothers or Bear Stearns. Banks are changing. The rules of banking are being rewritten moment to moment, whether it's bonuses or interest rates that can be charged. But for 28 million people in this country, that's like an old story. They've been living without bank accounts entirely for a long, long time. They haven't had to deal with overdraft fees, bouncing checks, not a part of their reality. Frank Garcia joins us. He's the chairman of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in the Bronx, also the owner of Millennium Recycled Toner, a small business in the Bronx. Frank, are you bankless or do you actually bank in the Bronx?
I do have a bank account with CheckSpring, a new bank. Personally, I don't have a bank account. I just don't believe in it personally for my own personal, only for the business because I have to.
Now, people in the Bronx buy safes as an alternative to banks because, number one, they're underserved, and number two, they don't trust the banks. So explain to me the trust issue, and it certainly predates the problems with AIG.
I think the reason why a lot of Hispanic and minority community and small businesses don't trust the banks, because the banks have been very insensitive to the Bronx when it comes to loans, and there have been research that a lot of different research companies are doing that the banks are not being sensitive to the community. So the community is like, why should I bank with this bank? I might lose my hard-earned money. So a lot of the community is very nervous about putting money into these banks.
And do you think that's replicated in communities around the United States or unique to the Bronx? And we know there is a lot unique to the Bronx.
Even though there's unique to the Bronx, speaking to some of my colleagues that are heads of chambers in Chicago, California, Texas, the Latino community have our own struggles right now. And I think our biggest struggle is understanding Wall Street and understanding what's going on. Our community just doesn't understand it. And don't want to understand it, so they'd rather just go and buy a safe than going and banking. And the frustration of going to a bank and asking for a loan and them saying no, it's just really, really difficult for them right now.
And it's embarrassing. And without a credit history, it's very, very difficult to do. Can you imagine a bank bodega in the Bronx that would actually be culturally appropriate and provide the services that people need and address this issue of trust? And if so, what would it look like?
Right now, the Bodega Association, and this is something that the NSA, the Supermarket Association, the Bodega Association are looking to do that because they understand our community needs to bank and they need to be sensitive. I think that having people like the Bodega Association or the different bodegas is a great idea because we trust the bodega to go get our milk. Why not also bank? I think we've
get your money. Put your money where your milk is. That's a great slogan. That's a great slogan, Frank.
I think it is. I think it's something that we need to look into it as the head of the chamber. My grandfather was the founder of the first Puerto Rican bodega in New York City, believe it or not, Nazario Garcia.
Well, congratulations. You know, we're going to leave it there, but that's a great idea. It's a great takeaway. Put your money where your milk is. Why not rewrite the banking rules from the street level? Frank Garcia is chairman of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in the Bronx. His small business is Millennium Recycled Toner. He doesn't have a bank account, just like 28 million other people in this country who live without banks. Thanks, Frank.